This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is awful. I hit the damn button and it turns off.
Yeah, the quality's not good.
Yeah.
What, the song as well?
Well, I'm going to turn it off because something happened in the system where it chopped it up.
I think it was missing like a beat or something.
Yeah, skipping.
Nah, it's a bad cut.
I thought that. Hey, don't be mean.
I don't want to get. Sometimes when you import it here, it'll kind of chop it.
Hey, did you pay the tariff?
Oh, yeah. I'm paying for it all right.
You hacker.
Kind of getting aggravated now.
I know. I was getting upset yesterday. I was on my iCloud and I was like, oh, God, I got to import more stuff now. Crap.
Oh.
I know.
Woe is you.
Whoa.
Damn, turtle.
Well, it's true. I have to.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song.
Let's you know, I'll accept that one.
We'll go with Chicken to China, the Chinese chicken.
Yeah, I like this song. Reminds me of some fun times.
What were you doing? I was just laying in bed. Slamming myself.
That conversation again, once again, fat boy.
I feel like I just got tag teamed by both of y'all.
Nobody ever asked me to do that.
Well, you said something that we will not replicate right now, but it was something in a serious tone, and I was like, oh man, I never knew that. Ooh. And then you start rifling off these fake names, and I'm like, oh, you suck.
I don't believe him.
But like,
I don't believe it.
The activity.
Like, are you talking about like as a young person?
Not like, see, like, here's the thing. Like, the activity I mentioned
yeah.
that I didn't think was that really out of the realm of possibility. Paige act like nobody does it. Like,
oh, yeah, but she, you misunderstood. She said,
the
she
first
thought
thing.
You were talking about somebody asked you to do that in front of them.
Yes.
No, they haven't asked me, but.
So I now said, we're on the same page.
No, I said they asked somebody else, and she said, people don't do that. And I'm like, yeah, they do.
They never asked me to do that first.
They never asked you to do it, but like,
oh, that's, okay. So neither one of us were on the same thing.
Yeah, it was no. Like three different pages.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Of course, Paige inserted herself in the situation.
She loves
insertion. By the way, I don't believe that. I think somebody did ask you to do that. We're talking about like performing in front of each other.
Yeah, I do too. I think
that's been
okay.
Asked
so
up.
Of course,
but not first off the bat. Like, hey, why don't you?
Why do you break the ice?
They offered it by your car or something.
That's how you do it.
How do I break the ice? I don't know. Look what I can do.
Is this one of those things you want to say to get a reaction? Like, how would somebody react to, you know, this happening in front of them right now?
Well, I mean. You know, I mean, I don't know. That's the thing. It
kind of factored all into the Diddy situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I brought up, you know, a couple things that he's accused of doing were really odd.
It goes back to that dominant stuff, that power thing. Like, what does the soul really want? Does it want, because people think, oh, rich people just want to make more money. But it's not necessarily the money, it's just the power. But then you got some really rich people who pay people to then demean them because they never feel that. And I'm like, I'm great with not being demeaned. I would never pay anyone to do it to me.
But can you imagine?
If you peed on me
and
didn't say I'm sorry that accidentally did that.
Some people like that.
I'm aiming right at you, so be careful.
I'd kick you in it.
So what? This is such a...
And I'd mop it up with your clothes.
This is such a sick thing, and let me be careful. I have never had a guy say, come to my house, pleasure yourself in front of me, and I will not touch you or acknowledge you as a person.
At page 933.
You're going to get it now. We talked about
She's
this last
She's just asking for it, didn't
No, you? I'm not. But no, who no, does that? Who does that? You just... It's like you're... It's a performance art then.
We talked about this last week. There are people in Hollywood, big stars, that are, I don't want to say in the closet because that kind of demeans homosexuality, because that's a big deal if you're in the closet.
Why does it demean it, though? I mean, that's
because I can't say these guys are in the closet because they're abusing people.
Oh, the specific people, right.
Sure.
Yeah.
So it kind of, you know, it's disingenuous to people who are actually in the closet. But these are famous people who have sex with men because they're already rich, and this is another way to yield power.
Yeah, and that's
wield it.
That's some odd, like that's not. I don't want to say sadistic, but just like I feel like not of this world. Like, and I'm not saying they're aliens. I'm saying they're just evil.
Really weird that it would like turn to that.
Like, why would you want? Like, I'll give the example of this, and this is the one I said a couple weeks ago that was I was really like shocked by that. Somebody said, you know, Richard Pryor back in the 80s when he was, you know, getting into Hollywood, not comedy, but in Hollywood, that certain things were asked of him and that he did them. And then he was paid essentially with roles. For instance, Superman 3, Richard Pryor in Superman 3. And then you find out who else was in that movie. Who was, let's just start with his dad, his parents. Superman's parents. Oh, Marlon Brando.
Yep, Jor-El.
Boom! You just, and then you find it, and then the
Jor-El?
Jor-El, yes. And the internet just spits all this stuff out at you, and you're like, golly, man, like, he was, but that's where, like, and I'm not saying, now, don't get me wrong here, I'm not saying that being gay or whatever is of the devil, but I think that's the selling of your soul, is where you forget all who you are as a person to go make it in Hollywood. Yeah. And you've literally sold your morals, ethics, and values. And I'm not saying those are wrong. I'm just saying that somebody who decides, yes, I'm just doing this for that, you sold your... You didn't sell your soul to the devil. You sold yourself out.
Pryor, for sure, somewhere along the way he did, because, you know, Paul Mooney was a big writing partner of his. People don't really know how much of his stuff was Paul Mooney. Mm-mm. So, you know, you're getting help along the way.
Oh, wow. All those guys, like, they had a writing partner, and you only really knew the one. Like, it wasn't up until, like Adam McKay's and people like that.
Yep.
The producers and stuff, like, even in rap, they were like, you know what? I'm making all these beats, and I wrote half the songs. I want to come on at the beginning. What's your name? Hi, Mike Will Made It. I am Khalid. I need more than just being in the footnotes.
Do you feel like we haven't heard the sickest of the vilest stuff that's going to come out yet? Is this like the tip of the iceberg? Because,
like, for mankind, I hope this is all clickbait for mankind, not for Mick Foley. I mean, for all of mankind. But if it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, and then the hammers or what's the they start falling, what is it, dominoes,
right? Oh yeah,
it starts, yep, falling. I mean you know, you're gonna have to, you know, it's weird though, people will say like somebody's I loved Aaron Hernandez only as a football player, as a, yeah, or even, yeah, OJ, you know, as a football player though, but the two intersect at the career versus the person, they intersect. And that's where, you know, they kind of get erased by, like, who was it that got kicked out of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Was it Gary Glitter or someone like that?
Yeah.
And, like, Michael Jackson, all the, you know, as far as I know, that was all just hush money that everybody just said, okay, that was guilty, but you just paid him.
Was he convicted of something?
No.
Then,
but when we were in Los Angeles, remember, we watched him take down the Michael Jackson high school sign that they had put up because of what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say you shouldn't take things down and put them up as we celebrate the 80th anniversary of Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun today. 80 years. Mm. 80 years.
Horrible.
Well, I'm glad.
Married for one day.
Glad they didn't make it.
They married it for one day.
That's what they get.
Yeah.
It's an awful union. I'm glad they're both gone.
What's worse, that union or the one down there below Spartanburg? Oh, your thoughts?
Neck and neck.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see the whole Bieber situation. There's going to be a lot of stuff come out.
Yeah, but like, and did you see the video of Britney the other day? Like, her handlers were like having to like pull her away from like at some casino dancing in front of the camera or whatever. Yeah. And I was like,
she got recognized. People were filming.
I know. And I'm like, there's something to it. We've always just kind of said, oh, yeah, oh, it's just people are just jealous when they talk about Hollywood and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, all this sadistic crap comes out, and you're like, all right, there is a little something more to it.
And when see people and all their mental illness, it just makes you wonder, why am I exploiting this? Dude, why am I feeding into this? It just makes me sad.
I feel like so much is going to come out about Bieber being victimized that you might not see him again. You might, you know, just not want to have a career anymore.
Yeah,
because he's like the focal point of this whole thing.
Right, and he was a minor at the time, so we cannot villainize him.
Yeah, and they're already on tape saying, hey, we don't talk about what goes on at Diddy's house from like 12 years ago.
And you see those weird clips, and I think it's from like MTV Cribs or something with P. Diddy, it's like, yeah, I'm just hanging out with my boy Justin. He's 14, you know, one day he's going to be rolling in this life, going to get him a car, and I'm like, see it now. It's like, boy, that did not age well.
No. And it sucks. We're going to find out all this stuff. It's like Johnny Depp trial.
Yeah.
You didn't know Paul Bettany did cocaine or he gave Marilyn Manson pills and
stuff. So it sounds like America will be disappointed if there's not a lot of dark mystery left. Like, it's not all clickbait. Like, we're going to be like, all right, really? There's no, Bieber wasn't abused? Oh, come on.
Or if this is just one party man. Party man Dan could have been there for all we know.
What are you
know.
Willing to do to be famous?
That's it. I'm done. As far as I can go. All right. We take a break. And several people are already like, where's the stoner guy? He's already overslept his first interview.
Oh, man.
We haven't tried him yet, but he said he would be available at 7:25. The guy who smoked marijuana for the first time. And parents, you're like, oh, I got to shield my kids from this. He might be saying, you know what? I never did it, and I did it now, and it's awful. Don't do it. That might be his message today.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's audio from Paige's living room.
I thought you were going to say her bathroom.
Oh, my God. I don't smoke in the bathroom.
No, it wasn't the sound of smoking either.
Oh.
I thought it was the wrong song.
I don't smoke at all.
This is Hits from the Bong. Hers is Hits with the Dong.
I got hit with the dong. You sure this is the edited version, correct?
We're going to find out.
God.
Come on, be real.
1 minute they had a job. The next minute, they were out on their butts.
What'd you get fired for? We played Hits from the Bong. Give me a job.
Be Real would buy us homes. He'd take care of us.
I feel like he would.
Be Real.
I've been a fan of Cypress Hill since, a long time. Three Temples of Boom.
You always told me third base was better.
I was talking about, you know, like personally.
Paige got hit with a bong.
Okay, let me read the email that the guy wrote. For those that maybe missed it yesterday. Hey, guys, if anybody's perfect for this email, it's you. So I'm writing this because I did something this weekend you might call Bull S on. Uh-huh. He actually wrote Bull S, which I thought was
nice.
That was nice. Call Bull S on, but here it goes. I'm 33 years old. I never smoked weed in my life, capitalized, swear, and never really hung out with people who did. I find that's hard for people to believe nowadays, but it's true. Well, my cousin had a pipe on him full of weed, I guess you would say, LOL. And he knew not to even offer me, but something got into me, man, and I took it from him and I took a hit. And I got to be honest, I don't know what to think. I really did get high. I loved it, to be honest with you. But, I mean, more stuff happened, but I know you don't like long emails, so I'll leave my number. And he left his number. And then he ends it by saying, I'm kind of at a crossroads in life, you could say. And then should I read his phone number live on the radio right now?
I wish you would.
And then he ended it with peace. Sincerely, nice. P1 first time, hi guy.
Is that what a pothead would say? Peace? Like, I don't know.
Most potheads I know would hang loose.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hang loose or,
kiss the sambas.
Tongue, peach emoji, something fun.
Have a puka shell necklace.
Okay. the guest line. Oh, we consider you a guest, P1 first time high guy. Welcome, guest. Did he doze off? Hi, guy.
Is he packing a bowl?
Hey.
Hey, there he is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still a little surprised, to be honest. Not really a hangover like I was expecting, so.
You expected a hangover from that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Don't you usually get hangovers from things?
We were saying, alcohol and stuff, but like one time, Pop Brownies gave me a hangover. And so did Salvia. We talked about that too. That gave me a bad, that was.
Salvia?
I don't know.
Now that one I've heard is crazy.
Dude, it was.
Yeah, the gas station weed sounds like it was.
Felt like the floor was falling underneath me. And like, so that ruins the fun high, you know?
I felt that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You guys know Pink Floyd?
Just by their music. I've never met them.
I have a buddy that told me he did that once, and he was listening to this song called The Trial off of The Wall, which, if you know the concept at all, he thought he was Pinkerton Floyd.
Wow.
And I was like, that sounds like the worst experience ever. I think I'm good on that.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, see, you know, the gnomes and all that stuff. Like, I've never seen that I've done my share of stuff. And I've never seen the gnomes that people talk about, and that would horrify me. That would horrify me. So maybe let kids do drugs to get scared, and then they won't do them no more.
Right.
They see the gnomes. Oh, so let's talk about this. 33 years old, you had never done it before. You did it, and now you said you've had some kind of epiphany at 33 years old. Just walk us through everything. First off, I mean, what a day to celebrate our Lord and Savior's resurrection.
Yeah, man, on Easter. Come on.
That was kind of odd, right?
Right. Well, I didn't say.
Like, are you a high strung kind of guy? Like, are you?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't really call myself high strung, honestly, but I would say I was probably pretty overly organized up until this point. Realistically, I always looked for reasons to keep busy, and this whole experience really taught me maybe to slow down, take a break when I need it. I really feel like it kind of forced me to slow down and relax, if that makes any sense to you.
Oh, yeah.
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 Can't turn your mind off, but, kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, before this, you know, I would work so much and just I'd keep myself busy all the time. I would feel completely run down and just out of nowhere. And when my body is tired, my brain isn't always tired, if that makes sense. So really, it's like my brain's still going. I'm running in circles before this. And I'm not being hyperbolic by saying this, but I feel like weed has really changed my life for the better in this very, very short amount of time.
Wait, isn't there a pot that gives you, I don't want to say gives you energy, but kind of peps you up a little bit, right?
Sativa.
So you don't, okay, so.
I've heard.
Well, yeah, they're all.
Right.
I think so. I mean, that's what my friend was saying. My cousin too, but.
But you wouldn't.
I don't know. I don't know what's what, really.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way I remember it, indica, they would always say means in the couch. Like, you're going to be asleep. It's going to knock you out.
That's what you would want, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I never need that.
To be that exhausted.
Yeah, like, but I get what you're saying about, like, not being able to turn off the brain at night.
Yeah.
That's why I choose Ambien. On work nights. I don't do it on the weekends.
But you don't build up a tolerance to Ambien?
Dude, people ask me that all the time. I swear, I don't. I mean, I can tell.
That's
good. Can tell when my body, like, I feel that, ooh, you know, that little, all right, get into bed now.
And you stay asleep?
Yeah.
But you didn't take melatonin, you went straight to Ambience?
Melatonin. You've been saying it wrong. It's melatonin. Yeah. No, I don't. That for whatever reason, it could be a placebo effect. That crap doesn't work on me. But a good old Ambo.
You got to take a handful.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some personal questions. If you don't want to mention it, you don't have to. In a relationship, married, anything such as? Because that's one thing if you decide this is going to be. And also, this is only 2 weeks. You don't know that this is life-changing yet.
Right? You're a two-week pothead.
Like, I mean, think about this. Like, your tolerance, the more you do, will... Like, you're not going to... Probably right now, you probably take one hit and you're set for, like, hours, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that will wane. I mean, that will... You'll have to...
Really?
You're going to need, like, more potent, like, weeds, right? Stronger buds. Bigger buds.
Yeah.
Greener buds.
I mean, it's all new to me for real, but.
But you're saying you're looking at it literally from a medicinal standpoint of this. So you're doing this at the end of the day, not during the work day, not before work. You're doing it at the night to just relax and chill.
I mean, yeah, pretty much, you know. I mean.
Have you bought some since then, or did your cousin give you a little bit? Because nobody does it one time and suddenly decides that they're going to change your life. He give you a little,
well, yeah, I mean, I gave him a little bit of money or something.
That's fine.
You know.
Yeah. Probably he broke you off a couple nickel sacks, I guess.
A couple nugs.
Something like that.
Yeah.
A handful.
Oh, wow.
Handful of weed.
Lord, he must grow his
own. That should be measured.
I gave him a handful. All you can grab.
That's a measurement, isn't it?
Get you a sack full. So, were you like tripping? Not tripping, but like, you're out there with pastel colors and the, because it was sunny on Easter Sunday, at least around here, like all these pastel colors and stuff. Like, were you feeling it?
Oh, yeah. It was a wild scene, man.
Yeah. And you just noticed. So did anyone besides cousin friend notice that you were high? An aunt, a younger nephew, perhaps?
Yeah, I would say probably everyone, or at least a good bit of people, thought I seemed different. I don't think anyone really specifically was like, oh, this guy's high, you know?
Did they see that you... do they know that cousin does it? Like, is it just like, hey, if you're going to do your stuff, go do it outside? That kind of thing?
Say that again.
What'd you do? Just take a hit?
I didn't hear you.
Give me a shotgun through the microphone.
Already kicking in.
So does the family know that your cousin smokes weed? Is it one of those things where that's just his thing to do?
Oh yeah, yeah. No, okay. I mean they do. But honestly, yeah. So later, my parents found out that I was high, and they were surprised that I took a hit. You know, but I'm an adult too. So yeah, I mean, how mad could they have really gotten?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, once they figured it out, they knew obviously I was with my cousin because everybody knows I'm having a smoke.
A lot of people didn't believe you could go to, you know, your age and not smoke anything.
Yeah, what was that big motivator? Like, was it church or was it like you thought you would die or you're a pussy? I mean, what was it?
I mean, I don't know. I've been thinking about moving, actually.
Oh.
So that's kind of what I was.
Where you want what to move,
was
Colorado?
Going on? I mean, we're all around family at the time, and I don't have a wife or kids, and I'm like, you know what? I could pretty much just pick up and do whatever.
Is that legit?
And then yeah, my cousin was smoking, and I was like, well, I haven't even done that. I'm talking about moving states, you know.
Are you coming out of a relationship, kind of fresh?
Well, not completely recently, but yeah, like within the last 90 days. But it wasn't like a super serious relationship, but I thought it was going to be at one point, you know, and it didn't really last that long, but it was still jarring.
Yeah.
So you want to reset everything and just move because of weed, I guess.
The weed's the eye-opener for him. He realizes that
I wouldn't say it's because of weed. I was more so because of just, I don't really think, yeah, where I'm at, like, I have, I don't know, just, like, I'm not meeting the right people, if that makes sense.
Are you wanting to move somewhere where it's legal, though?
I mean, now that's like a point of consideration. It wasn't before. I was just thinking about moving. I'm like, it's Easter, you know, whatever. But
so you want to move to?
But yeah, that's, I mean, I definitely I don't want to go without the handfuls now.
Nice.
It's going to turn into an everyday thing. I'm not going to say you're going to use it as a crutch, but it's going to become very helpful as a tool.
As a tool.
But you're already coughing too. So.
Yeah. You are. Yeah. You. I mean, if
probably
you're
got a Grateful Dead shirt on.
You doing
right
it
now.
Right now? Are you? Are you? I hear the coughs. I can tell.
You can just hang out at the mall where everybody else who smokes pot does it.
Yeah, no, that's where all the 12-year-old pot heads.
I know. Hang on, hang on. Like, go to any garage in the mall and you'll be high.
Here's a tip.
Yeah, but like off of car fumes, not
everything
off
there. It's like pungent.
All right, is he still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Can you hold on through this little break here?
Sure, why not?
Well, don't hurt you. I mean, gosh, I feel like his motivation's gone now with the weed.
That's where it's going to go.
It's like, yeah, why not, man? I'm just going to call in to work anyway. It doesn't matter. All right.
God, maybe he does need the kind that peps you up.
Yeah.
Or have a mix of it.
Yeah, but he's already went against what he said. He's only said, I'm only doing it at night to chill out, but now he's doing it this morning.
He might try some edibles.
It's going to...
Them affect me in a way different way. Those are like just put me like... That's where I do feel like I'm 10% of some kind of grizzly bear because I feel like I hibernate when I...
Knocks you
out. Just takes hours from your life and you're like, what happened, man?
Yeah.
You know, bears form a natural butt plug when they hibernate.
I know. I've often wondered about that, too. Like, I thought about like that, and then how did they deal with all the waste management on the Noah's Ark?
that's a great point.
Things that make you go, hmm.
There all was right. somebody who shoveled.
You
I'm
are.
Sure.
More with first-time high guy and your phone calls, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
That's true.
I've seen it. Yeah.
Who's Ricky?
So it says previously unreleased by Haggard, I think. Yeah. Let me read some of these fun texts to you. All right.
Okay.
First time I smoked weed. I'm reading a text, by the way.
Okay.
First time that I smoked weed was at my cousin's wedding. I ate an entire wedding cake topper thinking it was a personal cake. It was not personal. His bride cried. I got banned from future family events for 3 years. No lie.
His bride cried.
His bride cried.
What a bitch.
I smoked my first joint behind Food Line in Western North Carolina. I got so high that I tried to tip the cashier at the gas station with a packet of ketchup and said, keep the change, King.
He probably smoked with Eric Roberts Rudolph.
God, can you imagine?
That's where he got busted, right?
Yeah, she did a movie with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
She really did.
When's the first time you ever had a bong hit?
Bong hit?
I remember the pipe.
Years.
Did you blow or suck?
Well, I blew it because I didn't know. It was not explained, and I got smacked immediately. I was 12.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have been. Look, I grew up in a trailer park. That's what happens. So, you know what? If you get offended by that, I grew up in it, so I can say that, and that's what happens. Trailer park behavior, not good.
It's okay.
He does have a trailer trash tattoo on his forearm.
Love it.
Yep.
I took one.
Trailer trash.
Here's another one. This one's signed first and last name. I'm not going to read it. I took one hit at a college party, immediately thought I forgot how to walk. I army crawled across the living room to get some Doritos, and people I see from college still call me Crawl Daddy.
Oh, that's
Crawl
cool, though.
Crawl Daddy. That's a cool thing.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. Oh, I feel bad for you, Crawl Daddy.
Crawl Daddy.
Smoked weed at a concert in high school, ended up... Whoa.
Smoked weed every day.
This could not
now that's
have
in
been.
My head.
Where would this have been at? She's sitting there singing the song in her head.
She's trying. She want to play the game.
Smoke weed
every day.
Listen to this one. I smoked at a concert in high school. Ended up petting a cop's police horse for like an hour, thinking it was a really big dog. The horse's name was Kevin. We're friends on Facebook.
Hi, Kevin.
Oh my God.
They had to be like Savannah or somewhere where they have. I mean, it, for cops to get on a horse, it's got to be like a riot type situation, unless you're in Savannah or Charleston or something.
Yeah, they got the one that drinks in Savannah, right?
Yeah, it also eats pizza, too.
I remember getting high with my brother, and we were watching him.
You guys did a lot together.
I'm telling you, his mom leaving him at home with frozen pizzas and weed.
We were watching Richard Pryor, some movie with Richard Pryor, and he couldn't figure out why
Superman.
All the characters looked the same.
Superman 3. Some movie with Richard Pryor. I don't know. Is that?
I'm just convinced.
He was blind and Superman was deaf. I don't remember.
He's seen you naked, for sure.
Who?
As much stuff as you and your brother did, drinking and smoking, and he probably saw you naked.
If we got a police sketch artist in here, do you think?
I don't think he'd be pleased if he saw me naked. He'd be like, get that away from me.
Could you tell someone what he looks like naked?
My brother?
Yeah. Like, that's something, no. Once you saw it, you never forget, even if you try hard to.
I would probably scream and run out of the house if I saw that.
Do you want to play the game?
It's in my mind.
All right, you ready? It's going to be one shot.
This is the new Mahjong.
This is my favorite.
Hold up. Oh, my looking to be acting too bold. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah. Smoke weed every day.
All right, I'd like to try.
Okay, hang on. I had the timer, so I didn't want to say anything.
That's fine.
This is my warm-up round.
You ready?
This is your warm-up. We ain't got all day, Paige.
I'm sorry.
This is it.
Here we go. Nailed it.
Hold up. Hey. Oh, my looking to be acting too bold. Take a seat. You ready for the next episode? Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, that was close.
Is it on the sixth or eighth count?
Eight. I do eight double fingers.
Okay.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Oh, that was good.
That was fun. I needed that.
Smoke weed. Yeah. Yeah, it's eight. It's eight. Remember the time when we were doing that and you were adding extra seconds of time in there to screw with people?
It's on the eighth.
Like one time it was like 20 seconds of death.
Let's do it again.
I remember that happening. You gotta mess with some people sometimes.
Can we eat it one more time?
All right, hang on.
Come on, Paige. We got it. We'll do it.
If you don't get this right, what? I'm doing headlines.
Oh, okay.
No, you're going to do it wrong now. All right, here you go. Do this for Chris, Paige.
Oh, my looking to be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Smoke weed every day.
Nope.
That's on the eighth count.
He screwed with you.
Smoke weed every day.
I got you.
Dang it.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that was fun. What are you working on in the Plex?
We got to talk about why Travis Kelce has unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Insta. Is this ever going to end?
Oh, I think we know why he did it.
I want.
Yeah, but like, who keeps up with that to even know?
And who cares?
Well, you're reporting it.
Nerds. Entertainment Tonight. Billy Bush.
Give her another shot for it. No, we don't have time. All right. I want to read one more text about that. First time I ever smoked weed, I called 911 on myself because I thought I was turning into a garden gnome with an N, by the way. The cops showed up, saw me frozen in the front yard, and said, "You're going to be fine," and left.
Damn.
Oh, boy, you turned up with some good ones on that one.
Well, cops got bigger fish to fry.
All right, we're going to go out back, smoke a left-handed cigarette, and be back right after this. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.